Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
This is Bill on the Greg Hill Show. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, Bill.
Nothing. I think Wiggy's going to really like this because I just want to talk about King Baker and his war in high school football.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what he's going to do, right? Let's say the corona goes away. Well, he started this mosquito task force. And so if he can't shut down the mosquitoes, the high school games with mosquitoes, then he's going to just, you know, pick out something like maybe venomous frogs or something, you know?
I believe it.
It's never going to stop.
Well, you're getting closer to the point where you got to tell coaches. I know high school football is a big thing for you.
It's a big thing for a lot of people.
So you got to tell coaches. You got to tell players.
Right.
You got to tell captains whether they can have their practices in August or whatever. You have to make that decision soon.
Right. When you start to look at places, the surrounding states around you, and when you say that, oh, we're looking to other states to see what they're doing, the ones that are doing well, and we're going to try to maybe copy some of the stuff that they're doing. So when you see places like New Jersey, New York, Connecticut,
New Hampshire,
Rhode Island, all these places say, you know what, we're moving forward with not just high school football, but high school fall sports, which it affects a lot of soccer players, right? There are a ton of kids out there that play soccer, boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
So you're affecting them as well. And when you see other places making the decision to move forward with it, but yet we're supposed to be in a place that the numbers are amazing and we're not getting any information, it's frustrating for kids, coaches, parents. That what did we do all this for? And that's what I would love to ask the governor. And I know he's hiding somewhere in his basement because he doesn't want to come on and you know, have a conversation with us. But why did we do all of this if the whole purpose was to get to where we are now and you just to not give us any answers?
I guess the Laredy Cats would say that we need to keep doing it because it worked.
But we still can do it. Why can't we still take the proper precautions like we're doing now and still open up schools? We know in all other parts of places like West Virginia, Georgia, Tennessee had just started schools, I believe it was yesterday, in some counties over there. So there are other places.
But
that,
wait, you've seen the governor. He's not looking to the south. He's not looking at anywhere else. He doesn't care about what other states
are
doing.
Yeah, but he was doing it when this all first started. He was going looking to New York and looking to some of these other places.
I'm not disagreeing with whether or not what you're saying is accurate. I'm just saying to expect Governor Baker all of a sudden to be like, oh, Tennessee got this right, I think you're...
No, I don't. I don't. But I expect him to just listen. The reason why we vote for you is to put you in a position where you could then be the voice of us. But then when we have frustration and we ask you questions and you're nowhere to be found, like, what's he doing?
Well, you had an hour-long press conference yesterday where he said that COVID is not taking the summer off.
Right.
I don't know did you think COVID was taking the summer off?
No, it's not going anywhere. And, okay. And guess what, Governor Baker? Even when we get a vaccine, it's still going to be around.
As I've said many times, COVID's not going to take the summer off, and neither can we.
Yeah, right. but our elected officials are all in Nantucket with our stipends.
So frustrating. Well, the only way to make change is when, you know, is to go to the voting polls and make a difference, and hopefully the next guy will have, or the next lady will
have. Karen Spilka is taking the summer off with her Q5.
We'll have enough guts to go, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. Our numbers are great in Massachusetts. We're going to make sure our kids go back to school. We're going to have fall sports for our kids in school.
Well, I want to get to Derek the Steelers fan. Ken doesn't, but I do in a minute. But was the announcement that was made yesterday that school is going to be delayed by 10 days so that they can swab the deck?
Yes.
Does that mean that is that guaranteeing that school is happening, or is that just some kind of a precursor?
That's what you would think.
Is that
I
some
don't
kind
think
of
that's
a precursor?
A
okay,
school is
think.
Happening. Great.
They're just saying.
I think
the first announcement is it's going to be at least delayed 10 days.
Correct.
Next announcement will be it's going to be delayed
until October 1st.
Okay. Yeah.
Because if you look at it, those 10 days, in theory, it's what, July 28th.
Yeah.
Why aren't they getting going on the school building cleaning immediately? Why do we need those 10 days at the start of, like...
Why didn't they do that, the school cleaning, in May or April or when the kids weren't there? Or,
it'd be great if the governor was sitting here and we could all called in. We could ask these questions. Hey, governor,
he doesn't come on the show anymore.
Charlie?
I mean, he doesn't come on. I can't control that.
Does anybody ask him these questions? He's got to be talking to somebody. So somebody says, hey, governor, why are you pushing?
What happens is somebody sends in a photo of 100 people on a ship.
And he talks about
and
that.
And they send people down there. They send the mask force down there immediately and shut the business down. That's what happened with the Bay State Cruises. Mm-hmm. They got shut down immediately yesterday.
Mm-hmm. There's been a pothole on my street for 3 years.
They fix it. They respond quicker to these things than, you know.
Down power lines.
Jermaine choking on a chicken parm sandwich.
He's a professional. Yes.
Here is Derek. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what's happening, Derek?
Good day. I'm a little more mellow than I was yesterday.
Excellent.
I'll tell you, first of all, Baker's cooked, but Wiggy, I told you before, we're stuck with him. The other side's going to put, some whack job like Rawlings or some, somebody worse. So we're stuck with Charlie. And Mr. Governor, come on. We're stuck with you. You might as well go back and forth with us, and let's hatch it through this. Quit tucking your tail. He's failed on every level, but that's not really why I call. I love Ken during one of his trainings. It's reporting day. I guess some guys will report. like the season's over because as much of crap as we give the NFL and Goodell, this is what the country should be doing, Ken.
Hightower, Cannon, Bolden, Vitale.
Yeah, bud. I get it. So that's what the country
should be doing. And it's 9:15.
People in your building who have pre-existing conditions, who are 65 and over, all of those things, they should have to put in to the government, like every entitlement, hey, I'm opting out. And they get this. That's what the NFL's doing, right? $350 and their benefits the following year, plus the year goes towards their pension. Right. Am I correct?
Correct.
So what's the problem? Like, Cam Newton's reporting today, right? City, they're reporting. It's quarterbacks today.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't it be bigger news if, like, okay, nobody's reporting as you're trying to lead everybody on?
Well, I think it's pretty big news that these four did not report or have opted out already. They have until August 1st.
It's not news. Can a guy who opted out get back in the season? Do we know the answer to that question?
I don't know if they can come back in or not.
I'm not sure.
I mean, theoretically, how old is Hightower? I mean, he may not play again.
I want to say like maybe 29 or something like that.
He's 30.
To mention, they're accustomed to playing without him. He's another one of these kids. He's an Eddie Rodriguez. Ow, I can't go. So please, they'll figure it out.
Well, they're replacing the whole linebacking corps.
Yeah, it's defense. In case you didn't notice, and even I got to admit it.
Yeah, Derrick Henry notices.
Do you remember Otis, my man Smith? All of a sudden, was a lockdown guy under Belichick. please, guy, he'll figure that out. It's the stiffs on offense that he's going to have to worry about.
I'm not concerned with the players opting out like Ken is. I think Ken, there's going to be a handful of guys. Right now, you would look at, do the numbers of what that is. If you took one player from each team, and I did it, and you divided it by the, which would be 32 players, and divided it by the 2,000 guys in the NFL, you're talking about 0.016%.
But it's not one player from each team. It's five from the New England Patriots that aren't reporting today.
But what about, have you heard any other teams?
Just multiply it by pi.
But no, I haven't heard any. We heard
what
about
flavor?
There was the Chiefs guard.
The guard on the Chiefs.
Right.
So this isn't Tampa a crisis. This is what the country should be doing, Ken. People that don't want to opt out. Like, I don't know about you. I'm in Central Mass. I'm not a big city guy like you. Okay. But when I go out, I see 1,000,000,065 and older people out. They're out. And they love the grocery store and they love the restaurants right now. Okay. That's the problem, bud.
Okay, not bud. How many opt outs is too many? How many opt outs of NFL players is too many?
You've got 100 starters?
I'd rather opt out, I don't know, 30% of the country than the entire country in multiple industries across the board.
You push it to spring. You don't cancel it. You push it to spring.
So where was that same energy went? Where was the same energy, Ken, when there were NHL players and Major League Baseball players and NBA?
NHL's in a bubble. NBA's in a bubble.
And NBA
players.
Baseball
can't push it.
So how come I didn't hear you saying, oh, all these players are? You have seven NFL players that have opted out.
And it's 9:15.
Out of August 1st, we have all week. They got to August 1st. So you got now 20. What did you say? 30.
I said 30.
So 23 between now and what? Three more days. Four more days.
That's going to happen Friday, by Dalen Keefe.
Friday is the first. I think
is next Friday. This Friday, the first. Yeah. So you got till Friday. So if you don't get 23 by Friday, you're 32. With a prediction that you had, you know what you could do? You can shine it up real nice, turn it sideways, bend over.
Whoa, easy.
Bend over.
With a little easy. Bit of, with no Vaseline.
Before he has to dump it, Wiggs.
Shove it right up your arm.
Grab my compression sock.
Thank you, Stanley.
No, right where your colon is.
And this is the first of Saturday.
Oh no! But that's you think you don't. You're the one who said, "Oh, there's gonna be 30 plus guys that opt out. I guarantee you, superstars are gonna opt out."
Well,
left
Greg
and
agrees
right.
with me. Greg's taking my side of the bet.
I think you may get close, but I'm not it happens all the time. I mean, guys come in, they come, they go in the NFL.
Yes, they
next
do.
Man up.
That's it. And you'll get right now. You have one major opt out, and that's Dante Hightower from the whole NFL. That's the biggest name you got. Everybody else, the kid from Kansas City, you had no idea who he is.
He's the starting guard on a world championship team.
You had no clue who he was.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
The same way in Kansas City, they're like, who the hell is Marcus Cannon? That's it. Until you get Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Odell, Russell Wilson, Brady, those type of guys, you got one in Hightower right now. I'll give you that.
The only thing the NFL cares about, and Schefter told us this, there's no quarterbacks that are going to be opting out. Until a top-of-the-line quarterback doesn't play, it doesn't matter to the networks, and that's all that matters. People will watch because of the quarterback.
I don't, and I commend them for this. I don't think the NFL is, they're not considering not playing this season.
They shouldn't be.
And neither is Major League Baseball. I mean, Major League Baseball just survived what some were calling a catastrophe. Oh. You know, you would have thought if you listened to some hours of this station yesterday, you would have thought that that we were going to shut the entire world down.
Well, Jeff, it ain't over, by the way. We still don't know how many Marlins are positive and when are they going to play again.
Well, don't you think that if there were reports of a lot of Marlins Marlins or Phillies being positive, we would have heard about it. Jeff Passan, I believe, yesterday was like, "Oh, how can any team play? Not just the Yankees and Phillies." Or the Marlins, and who were the Marlins? The Baltimore Orioles. He was like, how can anybody play? We can't play baseball. It's just crazy.
I just want to know when the Red Sox are going to show up and play.
this is Jeff. Jeff, what's up?
After the corona.
Yeah, it's good morning, Greg.
Hey.
I'm a first-time caller. I just want to comment on the NFL players and the high school sports. I just think that with Belichick, it's an opportunity to let these rookies and second-year players show up and suit up.
I think you're right about that. I absolutely.
Yes.
With no preseason games.
Yes.
Well, that's everybody in the league. That's every
But rookies, it's most important to rookies. You
right,
know
but,
that.
But guess what? Every team is that's the
well,
great,
that'll be great football. Then.
Well, no, no, but that's the hey, listen, that's the new normal that we're living in. Every team is going to have guys opt out. They're going to have guys test positive for. There's no competitive advantage because they're all dealing with the same thing.
Ken has nothing to say.
Oh, I thought the caller was still on there.
No, no.
I mean, if you want to watch Uche and Anthony Jennings play without any preseason games, have at it. I'd rather play in the spring when everybody's coached up and ready to go.
Well, everybody is going to be playing in the spring. All right, so we don't get to see Dante Hightower play.
And Cannon and Bolden and Vitaly.
Please.
And it's
please.
Day two.
You're such a fraud. Now all of a sudden, we need the Cannons. We need the Vitalis. We
ask
need
Andy Hart how important James Dedlin is to the team.
Please don't.
Oh, my God. They, listen,
they were, said it was the most important injury they suffered last year, and Greg agreed with him, by the way.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so the importance of a fullback was very paramount.
Oh, you don't think
the
they can find another fullback?
They could have they Al Stott from the Bucks play fullback
was,
this year.
How
it doesn't
was their
matter.
Red zone
they have
offense
no offense.
Year? How was their red zone
oh,
offense
Oh, so their
year?
Red zone offense wasn't good because they didn't have a fullback.
It was a major factor.
No,
you,
it wasn't.
You don't
would
think
you
it was a major
stop
factor?
It, would you?
Well,
their running game, yes, had an issue because they lost a good fullback. They lost two very good blocking tight ends and Dwayne Allen and Rob Gronkowski. They had injuries to the offensive line. They lost their center. Their left tackle only played in a couple games. That's why.
And their best receiver had no hands.
So if you're telling me, if you're telling me that your offensive line is going to be kind of back intact, right? You're going to have to.
But it's not because Cannon's out.
You're going to have to replace Cannon, right? So if the four other guys are good to go, David Andrews, you replace Cannon.
Drink.
You can find another. They have Landon Roberts playing fullback. They can find another fullback.
I mean, is there a question about Andrews based on his medical history?
Actually, Mike Giardi just confirms he is playing. So Andrews will play.
Right. Oh, scratch him off the list.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's somebody who wants to play football.
Yeah,
wants to get back to work, back to life as normal.
When you look at the numbers, even if it was one guy per team, those numbers are still so small as far as players that are going to. How many players opted out in baseball?
72.3.
12 or 13.
Yeah, not many.
12 or 13. Right, not many. So there's not. And remember, baseball's rosters are not as large as NFL's. So there weren't many in basketball. There weren't many in baseball. Weren't many in hockey. And there's not going to be many in football.
I agree with you 100%. All right, we got to get to Cannon. What is trending?
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
If you've been waiting for in-person weekly coaching, you are in luck. Take it from Wiggy. All the Awaken 180 locations have reopened. They are accepting new clients as well. Awaken or Awiggy180weightloss.com.
That's right. Go get it.
All right. We've got another opt-out here at this very moment. Ravens offensive tackle Andre Smith has opted out.
Damn it.
All right.
One of Ken's favorite offensive linemen.
You know who he is?
22. And Ken?
Huh?
Update you on the hour.
I love how we all walked past the fact that Ken said he knew the right guard of the Chiefs.
I know.
Like, come on, Ken.
They were in the Super Bowl. I know every starter.
Can you name the rest of the starting O-line of the Chiefs?
Of course I could.
Yes. Okay. Brian Waters, Willie Rolfe.
Will Shields.
Will Shields. These name of guys from the early 90s.
You think Schottenheimer's still the Chiefs coach?
I like Okoye and Barry Word. It's excellent.
Right.
Red Sox are 1-3. They allowed 7 more runs last night. Josh Osich did not cut the mustard, nor did Jeffrey Springs. Monster home runs. Conforto and then Pete Alonso. Then Dom Smith, a three-run shot. They'll do one more with the Mets tonight at Fenway, 7:30 first pitch. First career start for Matt Hall. This should go well based on early trends. But you get your 6:30 pregame tuned up on the Shaws and Star Market, WEI, Red Sox Radio Network. Now, you guys mentioned Manfred. But before we get to him, I got to play this Bogart sound. He sounds so depressed after the game at the state of Red Sox pitching. Listen to this, the defeat in Xander Bogart's voice here.
Yeah, it's rough, bro, to be honest. You know, it's tough. It's tough. You know, obviously, it's not just like one run. You know, it's a couple runs, and then they just find a way to add on some more before we can kind of get something going, you know, and they kind of separated pretty quick by a couple of runs, and it gets tough, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, he's definitely I forget what show he was on, so I don't know if it was Dale and Keefe or OMF, and they asked him about how he felt like the season was going to be. And he's like, yeah, we're going to be good, you know. Our pitching's got, you know, we got some issues there, but we think they can come around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's a little Manfred on the plans going forward with the four teams that had their games postponed.
Notwithstanding that fact, we have made some decisions. We're doing some additional testing. If the testing results are acceptable, the Marlins will resume play in Baltimore on Wednesday against the Orioles.
Good thing. Keep going. Right.
Good. Go. Going. Good.
Back on the field.
It's a good leader right there.
What we really care about are the bubble teams. These are the seasons that will finish. Bruins, Pastrnak is back. And they got the top prospect, Jack Stanika, your second-line right wing. This is going to happen, Hillman. They're gonna go with him.
I can't wait. And obviously, how can you not look at the Bruins, short of any injury issues, as being a favorite to win the Cup? I mean, finish the...
Hockey is the one sport where every one of those teams that are in the bubble has a legitimate chance of winning the Cup. It's all about who comes out burning up the Blazers.
I think you need one thing. You need a hot goalie.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Well...
Define hot.
That's a new thing. But
Tuukka was hot last year, so
we'll consider that, Curtis.
But you know,
ride that.
Yeah, they rode Tuukka last year, but this year they may not. Even Tuukka said he's probably not going to play every game. They're trying to get back up to speed, so they're going to rotate probably with Yaro.
Well, he broke a finger, right?
And he broke a finger.
It's not going to be an issue.
Taped it together.
I think he was eating a hot dog.
He just needs to stand on his head.
Is it a hot dog sandwich?
He broke a finger trying to keep his door shut to keep Nick from knocking on it, trying to talk to him.
Well, no, Nick just takes the trash out.
As far as motivation, though, Bruins trying to overcome a top five loss in Boston sports history. Wouldn't you say that Game 7 defeat at home last year, one of the worst losses this city has ever seen?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Define that, though. I mean, it's Game 7 of a Stanley Cup final.
Exactly.
I mean,
they had the easiest road in NHL history. Right, you have the better
team. Well, yeah. But yeah.
Your goalie played lights out and then gave up a lightweight five-hole goal, yeah. And you only lost, what they lose that game, 2-1?
No, it was 4-1.
Was it 4-1?
Worst loss in Boston history is the 2007 Giants Super Bowl. Second worst loss, in my opinion, is the divisional round 2010 against the Jets at home, the team they had beaten 45-3 like 3 weeks prior to that.
No, yes. The second would definitely be the Giants Super Bowl in 2000, and what was that?
Welker's drop.
Yeah,
well, the Buckner game would be up there. I mean, if you're going back, include the Red Sox. But this is, that is, what a choke job. And the top line, and Marchand with the line change. Oh, boy. Get that out of your memory starting Thursday with scrimmage. Celtics scrimmage the Houston Rockets tonight at 8. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Wake up, baby.
Tell your friends.
I love it.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
There is no way to complete a months-long season involving dozens of people on either team, including support staff, in close contact with each other, if you don't have some sort of a bubble. In the absence of a vaccine and then scaled up to a vaccination, if that's not available and you don't have a bubble, the odds of completing your season are virtually zero. The odds of completing your season with a bubble, like the NBA, even if you do everything right and you have very little to go, just a postseason, the odds are not 100% or anywhere near there. There's still a good chance they won't be able to finish, but at least you can be cautiously optimistic that the NBA can actually get it done. But Major League Baseball, and it makes me think of the NFL too, what did they think was going to happen? This is quite foreseeable.
Something inside you is feeling.
Why is it that there are people like Kellerman and Ken who don't want sports to be played?
I have no idea. For you to say that you can't get it done, no, it's about the commissioner of that league. And if he's willing, like we see with Rob Manfred in baseball, and say, okay, we know we're going to have issues. Goodell said, we talked to Adam Schefter, and he said, there's going to be challenges, but you keep pushing through, right? You quarantine the players are going to get sick. Players are going to test positive. But if you keep moving, you can have a season.
When have I ever said I don't want the NFL to play? Have I ever said that?
Every segment during the break.
You want to move it to spring, so that means you don't want them to play in the fall.
In the fall. Okay, you left that out.
No, but that means they're not going to have a season in 2020. I mean, so you don't want there to be an NFL season this year.
I think it's smarter to have one in 2021 in the spring, yes. Okay. Much smarter. Better say football,
the words,
more
Ken.
Money, fans, vaccines, therapies, Biden. It'll be beautiful.
Oh, God.
There won't be an election because I don't think it's safe to conduct an election in the midst of an unprecedented pandemic.
Right.
That is true.
Right. If we can't have 16,000 fans at Gillette, how are we going to have people voting with other people?
Curtis told me the Wisconsin elections led to no surges.
Look at that pivot. Does not answer a word that you just had. It's incredible.
I mean, I think that if people told Kellerman or Ken, we're going to have to let you go.
Can we just call them Kennerman?
If there are no sports, you're not going to have a job. Do you think their tune would be a little bit different?
I'm speaking the truth. If you don't want me to work, fine. I am the only one that has spoken the truth on this show for 6 months.
Yeah.
And going. And counting.
And also, by the way, I'm on to you. I know you're writing your next column for WEEI.com with this top five worst losses in Boston history.
Yeah, I consider it.
That topic that you brought up.
But you're not speaking the truth. You're speaking lies. That's what you're doing. And you have a voice and people listen. And don't poison the minds of people with the lies that you're speaking.
Well, I mean, certainly we want every point of view expressed on the program.
I got no problem with that. But when you're poisoning their lies, I'm going to call you out for it. Ain't nothing wrong. You can express your opinion. But if it's doodle, I'm going to call you out on it.
What has he said that's a lie?
The surging numbers in Texas and Florida. No, they're actually coming down. Go there and look at
their... At best, they've plateaued in terms of cases.
No. Go there and look at their
weekly... Go look at the death totals. That's all you care about.
Go look at their weekly cases. No, I don't know what
you said.
You
said it's goalposts unless it's death totals.
No, you said death totals don't matter. You said it's about the cases. You and Dale instantly have me go... No, you instantly have me go look at the number of cases, and the cases were up. Yes, they went up, but guess what? Now they're starting to come down. What goes up must come down.
It's like gravity.
I think if people
Sandra Bullock died.
If people are back to walking their dogs nude, then I think everything is back to normal in this
country.
Were
these two people in Hopkinton on something?
Yes.
Or,
yes.
I mean,
yes. As my mom used to say, they were on something. There's a story today about a couple in Hopkinton, who were walking their dog nude on Monday morning at 6:30 a.m.
Just strolling down the street. Mm-hmm. Police in Hopkinton got a bunch of calls about this, so they respond. They find 32-year-old Mariel Kinney and 30-year-old Kevin Pinto walking a medium-sized black dog named Lucy. Uh-huh. During the questioning, the couple reportedly yelled and swore at officers. They resisted any efforts by the police to de-escalate the situation. Mm-hmm. According to a police spokesperson, there was a short foot pursuit. Both people ran when they were told they were going to be arrested.
I know they were nude, but were they wearing masks? That is the important question, Curtis.
Did they have masks on?
They had masks on, and they were listening to Dale.
Any explanation on why they were walking the dog nude?
Not as of yet.
I'd say they were jammed out. If they're going to take off, right? Yeah, they're definitely jammed out of their mind.
They were charged with a host of things, including indecent exposure, A and B on a police officer, disturbing the peace, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's probably the humidity, the heat.
It is hot.
I mean, no AC.
Yeah.
People get upset.
What a thing to see. I mean, probably they took the Sunday fun day thing to the next level because it's pandemic and they're not working. And
were they like nude beach people nude?
We don't know what they look like.
I don't think they had a six-pack.
Okay.
I don't think they look like the twins who want to have the baby with the same guy.
I saw the picture.
That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Bare naked penis.
This is Hank. Hello, Hank.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to mention maybe, you know, with these all this cap room that has all of a sudden found that the path, there's a silver lining for this, and they can, go out and sign Clowney. I know a lot of the contracts go to next year, but they can probably, cut those guys next year to fit something in. So I just wonder what you guys thought.
That's a good question for Wiggy.
Well, I asked that chef to that.
Yeah.
Can they utilize this money to maybe go out and get guys or maybe trade for a guy? Guy I'm still got my eyes on is Odell Beckham. Can you go out? Can you trade for him? Can Jadeveon Clowney, could you go out maybe?
So what happens when a guy like Hightower opts out? Does that $8 million automatically free up?
I would imagine, right? Because they don't have to pay him.
I have a great idea. The Patriots could trade for Gronk and Brady and still get them under their cap. They'd actually have a shot.
Silver lining is lose for Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields. That's your silver lining.
There's no way Belichick is going to do that. He needs the wins to
catch
Cam's
too good to...
Five more opt-outs and I'm there.
Well, then if you need that, you're going to need Cam to opt out.
And he's not going to.
Right.
No way.
He's Superman.
Do you want Scott from Weymouth on?
Yeah.
Briefly.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Scott, what's up?
Greg, I feel like I'm picking up fans. Curtis used to hate me.
Yeah.
Ken's always said he likes me. Greg, I know me and you are cool, and Danielle, we're good. Real quick, here we go. In and out for 2 points.
Yes.
I know what callers, I listen to calls. Know who I love? Albert. Love him. Okay. And you know who hasn't called in a while? I hope he's listening. Do you know who Jonathan is? Remember
yes.
Jonathan?
Yeah,
he always said. Right or wrong, he always has good content. Jonathan, call in.
Yeah.
All right, Wiggy,
yo,
you there?
I am here, brother.
Wiggy, you're right, hockey playoffs. Why is it interesting? It's the only sport where 8 seeds can beat a 1 seed. I would challenge Curtis or Ken, whoever has the Google button. Has an 8 seed ever beat a 1 seed in basketball? Yep. My guess would be no.
In hockey,
it happens all the time. So don't dump yet, Greg. I'm almost there,
okay.
My man.
All right.
So playoffs in the NHL are always interesting. Now, I hope Mutt is listening, because I think he likes to gamble as much. I haven't called his show in a while. He may hear from me tonight. Edmonton Oilers. I love Edmonton and Connor McDavid. Oh, you have no clue how good he is. I already have him top five all-time NHL. Yes, I said it. Oh. They're plus 2,200 to win the Stanley Cup. So for those of you listening, what that means is for every $100 you risk, 2,200 comes back. You can scale down 50 gets you 11, $25 gets you 550.
How did you do at the casino the other day, Scott?
Danielle actually asked me the question. I lost 400 in blackjack.
Oh, boy.
Greg, have you been to Encore since
since the thing? No, not since the COVID. No.
Oh, it's weird. Normally, I play poker there. They shut down the poker room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no craps. No roulette. When you walk in, all you see is plexiglass. I was talking to a couple of the pit bosses.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I got to admit, it's weird, but if you have to put plexiglass up, it looks nice.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous. Me and my buddy won halves. We bought in for 800 and got cleaned.
Oh.
But, no, could have went the other way. Blackjack's the house edge is
Stay off them. Stay off the, don't play anything on the $25 table.
Well, listen, you got the extra 600 you got the extra 600 from the government until Friday.
Yeah.
So,
Do you know I owe you $80?
Yes.
I'm not forgetting it. I don't welch on that. Me and you bet something.
You're going to pay him in change?
I'm going to challenge you right now, Greg.
Yeah.
$80 I owe you. I'll see you at an event eventually.
Yes.
Now, listen. I already went to Ernie's, right?
Mm-hmm.
I tweet with Ernie. I go, what, Bikini? He goes, not this year, but maybe again.
Yeah.
We'll meet up again. I owe you $80.
All right. Thank you.
Press
all
your
right.
bet next time.
Okay.
Do we really need to keep doing that?
What? I mean,
I don't mind them. I like his casino stories.
Wiggy likes them.
Yeah, I like Scott.
Wiggy likes them.
All right, Wiggy.
Wiggy. Sports.
I'm a blackjack player, so, I mean, I can always talk blackjack.
Greg hits on 14.
Sports.
He hits
people
on 14. Dale show on a 5.
Sports.
I only do it to piss people off.
Yeah.
Like, I hate the hard O's.
You're effing up the rotation.
Yeah, don't sit at the table with me then.
Don't sit at the table with me.
You are an ish stir. That's what you are.
Yes, I do. I enjoy
Why
it.
Why does it matter if he hits on a 14?
Because he's taking your card.
Right,
yeah.
and he's messing up the whole table.
Dummy.
But how do you know what your card is?
I like these people who, you know, you're all in together against the dealer.
That's
no,
the way it
I'm
is.
I'm playing for myself.
No, Amen. You're not.
Yes, I am.
You're affecting
Greg
the
selfish?
Whole table.
I am playing for myself.
You affect the whole table. Okay, so when you...
Odds are as
go
good
sit
that
by yourself,
if,
then.
All right.
Well, if I hit on 14,
uh-huh.
odds are as good that I'm going to get a 7
okay.
as they are that I'm going to get anything else.
If the deal is showing 5, then you don't hit.
I don't,
all right, you can hit at my table. Just make sure when you walk out, you have a bunch of security around you.
Yet another reason to play with the hot digital dealers.
Oh, and then Ken just pushed the whole argument right off the cliff.
What does that have to do with it?
Creepy
you don't
Ken.
Have to play with other people.
I don't care about the dealers. I care about the person.
Nobody else screwing up.
I care
table.
About the person who's in third base.
Are
right.
you
get
are
the
you,
whole table to yourself?
Are you scanning the crowd at Sox games looking for hot cardboard cutout chicks?
I believe he is.
Cut?
I believe he is. He's looking for them. He goes, you got your test results?
How miserable is your life?
What?
Really.
His wife must want to kill him.
He's like,
you're hitting on 14s and pissing tables off. I'm over there enjoying myself.
Ken's like, oh, have you seen that cardboard cutout
right.
that's seated
in the
right behind the dugout?
Right. Oh, we got another opt-out. Broncos D-tackle Kyle Pecco has opted out.
Wow.
Ian Rappaport, 21.
Wow.
Shut the stadium down.
You got 21. Huh. A D-tackle.
Is that 21 total?
No, we're down to 21 from 30.
Oh,
I think that's 9.
That's not
5 Patriots and 4 NFL, 4 other guys.
So he's got 21 to get to, what'd you say, 30?
He said
30 superstars, so right now we have 9.
So he had 1 tackle last year.
Why do you think, seriously, why do you think so many New England Patriots players are opting out? More so than any other team.
I, if you know, maybe that's still a page out of Curtis's book because they don't like playing for Bill.
Well, yeah. And also, think about all these players. Up until last year, a bad season ended in the AFC Championship. Every year you thought that you're going, even last year they were 8-0, thinking they're on their way to another Super Bowl. Now that's a good season this year is 9-7.
Here's what I would say. I know two of them we know reasonings why, right? Cannon, we know his reasoning because, you know, he's a cancer survivor, so there's probably something going on there. Hightower, we know he just had a baby. Now,
but there are other guys on other teams clearly who have just had babies.
But can we just stop this for a second? Kyle Pecco, Ken's big breaking news here. He's played in 12 games in four seasons.
Right. He's a depth player. So important depth piece.
So here's like a Vitale or the backup lineman for the Patriots or like a Pecco. Here's why some guys might opt out. If they can somehow finagle their way into the high-risk category, they can guarantee themselves $350,000 for the season. Where if they go to training camp and they don't make the team, and how much money they get a big fat donut. So why not opt out now?
Try to get yourself in the high risk.
Try to get yourself in the high risk category
and collect $350,000.
And collect $350,000 because if you look at the high risk category, like some of the things that categorize you as high risk, African American. Maybe overweight, BMI, right?
No, the NFL took that off.
Oh, they took
BMI off, which is very shady.
Eating in the North End, another high risk activity.
So you would have to ask yourself this. As a guy who might have been, let's say, you know, there's a 20% chance you're going to make the roster, your agent might go, hey, listen, you know what you do? Opt out now. See if we can get you in the high risk. We'll get you $350,000 for the season. Because if you don't make the team, what are the chances they're going to keep younger guys? Well, they're going to keep guys that are bubble guys. You know, so now you're starting to see, like you said, Pecco hasn't made a play in 4 years. Why not get you $350,000?
All right. We are going to take a break, but the crossover is coming up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. Sports Radio WEEI.
Today's crossover brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing. Just people
literally
opting
nothing.
Out left and right.
No.
Patriots are dropping like flies.
Yeah. No, no Donta Hightower.
No Donta Hightower.
I mean, are you? Well, I mean, listen, it's either way. Schefter gave it to Donta.
Is it either way? I feel like everybody has sort of one way of saying their name.
Well, Donta. I mean, you don't. You're calling Schefter out?
Yeah.
Don't call
I'm on Wiggy's side.
You don't
want to
call Gerald Zod out.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Kneel before Zod.
But that is
are you surprised by that?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. And I know
he just had a new baby.
I know Ken's already taken a victory lap for this.
Oh,
but again, he said, and this was, I think, one of the days I was in, 30 big name players.
Well, he's hitching his wagon.
We're still at one. We're at one big name player.
No,
you didn't know the Chiefs guard until he opted out.
He was
now he's a favorite player.
He was a starter.
He's a guard.
Yeah,
he's a guard. You don't know who he
is. Joe Tooney's a guard. How much is he making this year?
He's making a lot of money. He doesn't mean he's a huge name. They'll replace him with another guard, and then everybody will move on. It'll be fine. Hightower is the one where you're like, oh,
yeah,
big time player, makes plays.
Well, Ken's hitching his wagon to Brandon Bolden.
No,
Vitale.
Cannon is huge, and Vitale, wait till Andy Hart gets on. He's going to talk for 20 minutes about Vitale.
Yeah.
Evan Lazar just tweeted this. It's a great point. Patriots players opting out this season thus far, 5. Rest of the NFL combined, 5. So
what is that about?
And listen to what I'm telling you.
Ooh.
It's the Keyspiracy that I told you.
Yes.
These guys that are opting out are trying to get that $350,000.
Okay, but there's guys like that on other teams
They're rolling the dice and taking their chances.
Yeah, I think it's about Belichick.
Yeah, but Hightower's making $8
million. No, but I'm saying besides
Hightower.
The other guys, right? So if you opt out as a guy who's a bubble guy anyways, who might not make the team, if you can get in that high-risk category, you can make $350,000.
Because wasn't some of the thought too that Cannon might even retire?
Yeah,
that was a rumor for a while that he might.
But
even
you
just
think about that. If you know that you can guarantee yourself,
no, I got your point. But other guys in the league aren't doing it.
Well, other guys are rolling the dice.
But they have till August 1st, I believe, to opt out.
Thank
right.
You.
So you're getting some days today. But again, it's not marquee guys.
It's all bubble players.
Yeah.
It's all bubble and special teams players and guys that like. I said, it's a, you know, if I had the choice to go, you know, what are my chances of really making this team or collecting 350? I'm going to say, you know what, I'm in a high-risk category.
So far, there were bigger names in baseball and bigger names in basketball that decided to not play. So far. Right? I mean, that could change. I mean, all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes could say, you know what, I've decided not to play. And then Ken would really be onto something.
Yeah, well.
And right now, how much does it hurt Hightower missing a whole season?
Yeah, he's already 30, right? Like, I don't know how many more years he has.
Maybe he might pull a Gronk and say, you know what, I'm going to sit out this year. I know it's a half a season. Let my body heal up and
maybe
I'm good to go.
Maybe mid-season he's going to join Gronk and Brady in Tampa Bay.
In all seriousness,
trade me to the box.
I mean,
in all seriousness, if this is the end, Dante Hightower has two of the most important plays in Patriots history that don't get talked about enough. The tackle with one arm of Marshawn Lynch at the end of Super Bowl 49. And then you have the sack strip fumble of Matt Ryan in the third, fourth quarter of Super Bowl 52.
Yeah,
best big game defensive player maybe ever.
Yeah.
He was Belichick.
And he might be headed down to Tampa.
And as opposed to Mayo, he's a guy that Wiggy actually likes. big issue with Mayo.
Well, because I said that Stephen Belichick was more experienced as a coach than Gerard Mayo.
Curtis has a big issue with Belichick naming a couple of the guys, of the boys.
Still no D coordinator, though.
No.
Still, well,
he's the D
His
coordinator.
His granddaughter's up for it.
He's you know, it's gonna be the dog.
It's gonna be Nike.
Who would you?
Wasn't that so cute when he had the dog and his keyboard?
Do you think Belichick and Linda ever walk Nike in the nude?
Yes.
Okay.
He knows whatever she says.
Oh my god.
Do you think Stephen Belichick is more qualified as a coach than Gerard Mayo, who's been coaching 1 year?
No.
Right, but playing a coach is different.
Yeah, but playing gives you a lot of experience,
right? It does,
like,
but
you don't need to be coaching 10 years if you played for 10 years.
No, but you got to learn how to coach, like how to deal with these players from a different angle.
But he played for Belichick for so long. I think some of that was
Wiggy, I have a question. Who has a harder time communicating to the Patriots players? Do you think it's Gerard Mayo or Steve Belichick?
I don't think neither one of them have a hard time communicating.
Right, I said who had a harder
time. But I think Gerard Mayo would have a harder time as a coach. Now, he's been a guy to go from a guy that was the captain, the leader.
Huh?
Right?
I don't know where we're going.
I'm
going
to try
question.
To tell you. And now I'm all confused. Of a sudden, you become the coach like, hey, bro, I make more than you.
I'm still enjoying
it. Oh, yeah, the other guy was Belichick's kid. What are you talking about?
Right, so
it's not like he was like an offensive coordinator from some other or defensive coordinator from another team.
No, but
he was like a ball boy for a little while, and then he was like special assistant.
But he was a long snapper.
But you got to learn. You got to learn But you got to learn how to deal with players because now you're coaching them. They're no longer your teammates.
Right, I understand.
So you gotta put yourself in a different position. And that's a little bit, that takes some time to learn.
And when Wiggy was there, we learned that McDaniels was doing the dunk runs every day for everybody. That was
and look
that
at
was,
him now.
Was,
well, I mean, look at how he climbed the ladder.
Yeah, look at him on his own. Awful.
Well, I mean, no one's really been good without
that's
Bill.
That's my point.
By the way, Rich,
yes.
Please address this.
Oh.
Because it could be controversial.
Oh, boy.
Rich is surprised that Hightower has opted out. But he took 5 months off after the birth of his child.
Ooh. Did Rich sign a 4-year, $35.5 million contract?
I don't know if it was 5 months, but you have had a considerable amount of time.
That's
off.
A good point. That's a good point.
You got to use that vacation time.
I let everybody down, too. I let everybody down. I apologize. I'll do it again. Unless, of course, I have another kid that I will immediately take that time off as well.
I assume that you're going to talk about this
today. Yeah, it's going to be mostly that today.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
Yep.
Mostly that
for
today. All right. Dale and Keefe is next. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.